Because first Adam, out of love, when he took the fruit from Eve, did you ever notice that he took the fruit? How dummy he was, how foolish. First Adam, in the garden. I told you, the gospel is there. Did you ever think why first Adam did not tell Eve, you foolish woman? I mean, I have many ribs. I have spare ribs. Go to hell. I stay in the garden. Did you notice it? Beloved, I'm not joking. How Adam was so foolish. He was not foolish. He did not taste. It was Eve who tasted sin first. He was still a perfect picture of the last Adam which will come, Yeshua. God was not taken by surprise, you see? When Adam saw what Eve did, he said, I love you. I cannot without you. Even though I have many more ribs, I don't want. I want only you. This is the purest love. Are you with me? Give it to me. And he died. But one problem. He could not resurrect himself. He laid in the grave. And the descendants are still going and laying in the grave. Are you with me? Generation after generation. God can marry a woman only if he is resurrected as second Adam. So he's not bound to the Torah. The Torah speaks to the first Adam. Are you with me? Okay, I see that some people look at me like, now he fell from Venus, not from the moon. Show me a dead man who keeps the Sabbath. Show me a dead man who does kiddush and eat the challah and wine. Show me a dead man who attends to the need of the widow. A dead man is a dead man. He is not bound to this. Yeshua, by dying and taking all the Adamic nature, he took with him this certificate, this binding certificate called the Torah and its requirements, yeah? He dies and he resurrected as a new man, new Adam, much higher level than the fleshly level, so he cannot be bound by his own commandments. He is new man now. Are you with me? He is not the old husband. But still one thing is missing. In order to be a couple, you cannot have only one. You need two, right? So he took care of what he was bound to, right? What about us? How does it relate to us? He expects us to do the same very thing. To die to self every day. Amen, I tell you. Whoever does not take the cross daily and follow me, cross, death to flesh, death to your own ambition, death to whatever speaks about me. All of me, full dedication is yours. I was baptized in water. What the Bible tells us? When we raised up, we raised into a newness of life. We raised to new Eve. Are you with me? Now we have new husband, we have new Eve, and we can unite. We are not bound to this. The requirements of the law concerning divorce were fulfilled. Are you with me? Not annulled, but were fulfilled by God Almighty, by His wisdom. If you think to yourself, why Yeshua needed to suffer so much? Why Yeshua needed to die? Because Yeshua could not take us before his death. He was bound. He was living as one under the Torah, Galatians 3 tells us. Are you with me? He was living under the Torah. As under the Torah, he cannot marry any one of us. But as up above the Torah, as the resurrected Messiah, now the Torah is fulfilled. In him. is written on his heart and on our hearts. And now, as new men, you remember the Jew and Gentile, one man? Remember the principle of the two coming together? Paul says this is a mystery, talking about Christ and his bride. Remember? The two which become one. Here is Yeshua, newish, new Adam, second Adam, last Adam. Here is Eve, by faith so far, dying to herself every day, dedicate herself. No idols, no fornication, no adultery anymore. By the power of the Holy Spirit that he gave her, she can be united with him again. Isn't it beautiful? But guess what? Sometimes, or at times, Eve, the new Eve, us, feels frustrated. Isn't she? How many times you feel that you really, really don't accomplish what you were called to accomplish in Messiah? How many times do you feel very unfruitful? How many times do you feel very barren? Did I say it right? A woman which cannot give birth, yeah? Have children. How many of you walk through the valleys of shadow of death on your way to the promised land, yeah? And you felt, where is God? Eli, Eli, lama shabaktani. God, God, why have you forsaken me? How many of you walk through those valleys and God did not answer your prayers? I'm speaking from experience, and I will not get into details. Those of you who are getting my updates, you know what me and Gabby suffered the last 2 years, especially the last 1 year. This is what birthed Gabby City, actually, the new city. Lovesick in him, yeah? Beloved, I want to end this message, this great love story. God is bound to his word, thus he comes to die for us. So the Torah will not bound him, and the Torah will allow him actually to take us back to him. Beautiful love story. But for us who are still in this flesh, for us who are still struggling, how many of you know that Yeshua entered his rest already 2,000 years ago? Does Yeshua go through the valleys of shadow of death now? No! He is resting. He entered into his rest with his daddy. He sits, not stands. Read your Bible. Sitting is lashevet. Lashevet comes from the same root where we have Shabbat. That's the meaning of Shabbat. Saturday. Sabbath is from the word lashevet, to sit, to cease from your work, to rest. He is rested. He has done his job. How many of us are almost giving up some at times and say, "Ooh," like our forefathers in the wilderness. "Oh, it's because of God's hatred. Oh, where is God? We don't have water. We don't have..." How many of you experience it? It's good, beloved. It would be completely abnormal if you would not experience those things. Because our tribulations actually keep us close and humble before our King. Are you with me? When everything goes smooth, come on, be honest with yourself. How often do you think about God when everything goes smoothly? I have an encouraging word for you who struggle knowing who they are, new Eve, knowing that they should continue and bear the cross of Messiah. I want to encourage you and give you a beautiful incentive. You know, we need sometimes incentives, you know, to continue. A runner in a race. And I was a runner in my... back then. Before I joined the army, I was a good runner. And I know what Paul speaks about, the race, yeah? the incentive would be counting how many more laps you have to do, right? And each lap, even if you are more tired, you said, no, I have to finish. I have only about 400 more yards, yeah? And in the last 400 yards, you would look and see the flag or whatever, yeah? Yeah, the reward, the water. I want to give you such an incentive, beloved. Are you ready? Our weeks, Haftorah, you call it. Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren. Beloved, I trust that you are good, at least in basic math. Basic math. What comes before 54? Hallelujah! We read it, right, Rabbi? Isn't it, is it a coincidence that what follows the, I cannot repeat those two complicated words, conspicuous, abstinence, yeah? Oof! Couldn't you invent simpler words for Rami? Huh?
Conspicuous by absence.
Whatever. CBA. I just invented the abbreviation. Conspicuous, whatever. Beloved, did you notice the following words after the tragic description or the sad description of Messiah suffering for us on the cross, Isaiah 53? What are the following words? And in the Torah, I'm sure you know it, everyone, there are no chapters or verses. Also in the scrolls of Isaiah back then in Yeshua's life. Back then? Till about 100 years ago, yeah. Beloved, this is just a new thing that we have chapters and verses. So what is the following verse of the last verse of Isaiah 53? Here. Sing, O barren. Excuse me? Which barren? Us, who still don't think that we are so fruitful in the Lord. We feel barren. But based on what the Lord has done for us in the previous chapter, Isaiah 53, based on that, we have the great incentive in the following chapter. Let's read it. Sing, O barren, you have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Yes, I encourage you today, spiritually, to enlarge the places of your tents. And let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Beloved, remember the parable of the 10 minas? Luke 19. He gives each of his servants, gifts, the minas, and he tells them what? Do business till I come, or occupy, which means multiply, enlarge the tents. And think big in your gifting. You are gifted in singing. You're gifted in singing, in worshiping. Enlarge your tent. Think big. Ask God more and more songs to come on you. And the same with any other gifting. Enlarge it. Why? For you shall expand to the right and to the left, again based on what he has done for you, for us, in the previous chapter. Don't forget it. It's not a coincidence. And your descendants will inherit the nations and make desolate cities inhabited. The desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth. Oh, it's beautiful. Which shame of our youth? our adulterous ears, ears of adultery. Are you with me? When we thought, oh, now we cannot be back at our home. God cannot take us because he's bound to his word. He cannot take us anymore. Woe to us. Paul said it in different ways. Woe to me, rigid man. Or wretched man, you know. I do what I don't like to do. I don't do what I do what I like to do. Ah! Praise God for Yeshua. Praise God for Isaiah 53. Because without Isaiah 53, simple math, we wouldn't have Isaiah 54. You will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband. What was the message today all about? About the relationship between the husband, our God, and the bride, us. Your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says the Lord. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord. Goalech, your Redeemer. Be encouraged, beloved. We are called to keep the Torah, but we are called to keep the Torah, God forbid, not as descendants of first Adam. No chance. We are called to keep God's holy word from a completely different level, from the new Eve who dies to herself every day of her life and completely dedicates herself to him till he comes, till he descends with her and reunite in the heavenly Jerusalem with the natural Jerusalem. Like in Genesis 1 and 2, when the heavenly and the natural were completely harmonized, nothing separated between them. God is faithful. He showed it again and again, but especially on the tree at Calvary when he was accursed, hanged on that tree for us. Ooh, it's worthy to take the cross every day, beloved. Ooh, look at what awaits for us. One day we will stop being barren. One day we will expand to the right and the left. We will inherit the nations. Amen? All through the blood and because of the blood of the Lamb, the innocent Lamb of Passover. God bless you.
Okay. Thanks, Rami. We are going to take up a special love offering this morning for Rami and his ministry. Also, just a reminder that he does have some information out on the table, and Gabby's new CD is out there if you'd like to get a copy. But when we take up this love offering this morning, Gabby's going to do another song.